Radio Prague News.
Polling stations have opened across the country for Czechs to vote in regional and Senate elections. Czech President Václav Klaus considers the awarding of the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize to the European Union a joke. And the Czech Republic's national football team plays Malta on Friday in their second World Cup qualification game. Polling stations opened across the country at 2 p.m. on Friday for Czechs to vote in Senate and regional elections. Voters will choose assemblies in 13 of the country's 14 regions, with the exception of Prague. Voting is held in conjunction with elections to a third of the Senate. Polling stations will close at 10 p.m. on Friday to reopen the next day between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. At present, the opposition Social Democrats had governments in all the regions and look set to maintain much of that advantage. The elections are widely perceived as an indicator of public opinion on the government's austerity drive. Czech President Václav Klaus said he couldn't believe the decision to award the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize to the European Union was serious, and said it must have been a joke. Mr. Klaus' spokesman told the website Novinky.cz on Friday. For his part, the Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg welcomed the Nobel Peace Prize for the EU as the right decision. However, Mr. Schwarzenberg also said that he would have personally preferred to see the prize go to an individual. The Norwegian Nobel Committee said the European Union deserved the award for its role in advancing peace in Europe. According to the committee, the EU helped to transform Europe from a continent of war to a continent of peace. The police on Friday leveled charges of posing a threat to public safety against another distributor of methanol-laced bootleg liquor. A 54-year-old man from Zlín faces up to 20 years in prison or even an exceptional sentence of life imprisonment for distributing the deadly beverage mix. The police had earlier charged two distributors of methanol-laced liquor. In total, 51 people have been charged in the case of methanol poisonings, which killed 28 people in the Czech Republic over the last month. Iraq has agreed to buy 28 Czech-made L-159 jet training aircraft for 19.2 billion crowns, or around $1 billion, a spokesman for the Iraqi Prime Minister told the Reuters news agency on Friday. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is in Prague on a working visit, heading a political and business delegation. Details of the deal were agreed at a meeting of the Czech and Iraqi defense ministers. Four planes will be shipped to Iraq within 7 months' time, while the remaining 24 aircraft will be newly produced and delivered in 2 years. The Iraqi contract is the first success of the Czech government, which has been trying to sell the Czech planes for years. The police on Friday questioned Minister of Labour and Social Affairs Jaromír Drábek in connection with bribery charges raised against his deputy Vladimír Šiška. Mr. Šiška was arrested last week over alleged corruption related to an overpriced IT deal at the ministry. Minister Drábek, who said he would step down from his post at the end of the month because of the scandal, reiterated on Friday he believed in his deputy's innocence. In football, the Czech Republic's national team plays Malta in Plzeň on Friday in their second World Cup qualification game. Team manager Michal Bílek has decided to use two strikers in the lineup, FC Nürnberg's Tomáš Pekhardt and Jan Rezek of Cyprus' Famagusta. The Czechs, who drew 0-0 against Denmark in their first qualifier, are hoping to score 3 points against the outsider of the World Cup 2014 qualification Group B. And in tennis, Czech player Tomáš Berdych beat Joe Wilfried Tsonga of France 6-3, 7-6 in the quarterfinal of the Shanghai Masters tournament on Friday and reached the event semifinals. The fourth-seeded Czech had a great serve in the match and only made a few errors to wrap up the game in 1 hour and 34 minutes. Another Czech player, Radek Štěpánek, was knocked out of the tournament when he lost to third seed Andy Murray of the UK 4-6, 6-2 and 6-3. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be mostly cloudy with rain showers and daytime highs of around 14 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Terenec, the end of the news.